just one halakha, not that it's a prevalent halakha, but one of the boys asked this question yesterday, so we'll provide what the Shulchan Aruch discusses on it. His question was, let's say you're praying in a minyan that is all kohanim, or in a minyan that are all levi'im, regarding Sefer Torah. How do you send them up to the Sefer Torah? Well, the issue is that we know that we do not send up Kohen Ahar Kohen. The reason why we don't send up Kohen Ahar Kohen is because it would be a pegam, it would be a bad blemish on the first Kohen. As if to say the first one really wasn't legitimate, so we had to send up another Kohen in order to replace him. So we don't want to make any bad rumors about the Kohanim. However, the Halakha writes that in a place where there's all Kohanim, V'chol she'en b'hem Yisrael k'dis sepukam o she'en sham Yisrael klal, all Kohanim, Kore Kohen Ahar Kohen, she'en sham mishum pegam, there's no pegam over there, she'akol yodoim she'en sham el Kohanim. Everybody knows that's the place. This minyan only has Kohanim. It's already known amongst the people, so nobody's going to say, oh, they're setting up a second Kohen because the first guy wasn't legitimate. Everybody knows this is the Kohanim minyan, so therefore there's no pegam. But the more interesting case would be, is let's say you had 9 Kohanim in the minyan and 1 Yisrael. So how would you send up the Aliyot in that case? So Shulchan Aruch writes, Ir shekula Kohanim. אם יש ישראל אחד ביניהם, אותו ישראל כולל ראשון בפני דרכי שלום. So in that case you send Israel up first. Why? Because of דרכי שלום. What's the דרכי שלום? Says the משנה ברורה, שלא יאמר כל אחד, למה אתה כולל ראשון יותר ממני? All the Kohanim are going to start fighting. Why did you send that Kohen up more than you sent me up? And therefore, in order the Kohanim shouldn't have any machloket amongst themselves, the Israel goes up first, and then you send up, of course, the rest of the Kohanim. The Maharam writes, V'hu ha-din le'ir shekula levi'im. Same thing would apply to a place where there's all levi'im. Which means if there's all levi'im, of course you send levi, levi, levi. And we're not worried about pegam, because everybody knows that they're levi'im. And even if there's one Yisrael amongst all the levi'im, Yisrael will go up first, so the levi'im will not have machloket b'nehem. Lastly, the Mishnah Berura says, Halacha, Avil. Kohen shu avel, Malbinana, Kohen that's in mourning. Ve'en Kohen achem b'bet Knesset b'Shabbat. He's the only Kohen in the Bet Knesset on Shabbat. Mutar lekaro lekohen. It's permissible to call him up Kohen. Why? Because even though he's ma'avelut, but there's no avelut before Hesiah on Shabbat. Person is not allowed to show that he's ma'avelut on Shabbat. Even though he's ma'avelut b'tzina'ah, but he cannot show publicly that he's ma'avelut. So if he's going to be sitting in the minyan, and they're going to say, ain't Kohen, send up Israel instead. So everybody knows, why are they saying he's Kohen over here? Oh, he's Ba'avilut. Then it's Befarishya. So therefore, in that case over there, he should go up to the Torah. However, the Mishnah Berurah advises, the best thing in that case, B'Shabbat Yoter Tov, Sheyetze Mitehalem Bet HaKneset. That's the best situation. That if he's the only Kohen, before the Sefer Torah comes out, they tell him, walk out, and he should walk out, and therefore there shouldn't be any issue of having to send them up or not send them up. But that's only on Shabbat. But during the week, where there's Avilut even Befarishya, if he's the only Kohen in the Bet Knesset, you don't send them up. Because Avilut is Asur B'Devrei Torah. So therefore you would send up a Israel instead.